Now joining us on the line, he is part of the last year's co-champs along with Jefferson. He is Brett McAllister of the Boylan Titans. Brett, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you guys tonight?
We're doing great. So how's practice been going so far? I know we're only a couple days in. You just had tryouts and all, so how are things going?
Things went really well. I think, you know, right off the bat, we can see the competitiveness in the kids, which is, you know, especially first week, is really positive to see.
I'm curious, when you got a team that you have, you've got five stars back, I believe. Yes, four stars back, excuse me, and a lot of key newcomers. How difficult is tryouts at this point for all the new kids coming in? Because you've kind of got an established core of kids that are probably going to make the team based on what their performance was last year.
You know, it's been interesting. I think one thing that has actually helped this week with those newcomers that you spoke of is, you know, we've got some football guys that are still rolling with their run right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, while we want them to keep going and we're rooting for them, you know, it has allowed some of these newcomers to get some reps and get their wind underneath them and kind of understand the process before we get those football guys back here, you know, hopefully in a few weeks.
Coach, when I look at your team, I see a lot of varsity experience, and sometimes that means a lot of seniors. That's not the case. You're obviously, Jake Bergstrom probably highlights your senior class as a three-year starter, but I got a lot of juniors. The three other starters are juniors this year, which means they were starting games as sophomores and up down the key newcomers and things like that. Guys that have played basketball for you and you know can hang and know what a varsity basketball game feels like, those pressure games, and you guys were in a lot of them, hostile environments, loud environments, things like that. You guys are prepared, even though it's not seniors all the way down the board. Does that feel like a lot of the culmination of you guys taking risks on some guys, pulling guys up as sophomores, asking a lot of young guys? Does it feel like when you look at your roster, you're a little bit more confident that all of that is going to pay off in some way?
Yeah, I think, you know, we had four young guys basically last year, four sophomores up, and kind of putting them to the fire. And, you know, we weren't asking them to just be on the roster. They had to contribute immediately. So, you know, I think when you look at our season last year, it was a rough go early on. You know, we needed guys to get experience. And then once Nick Ten play kind of got going, you know, you could see our guys were getting more and more confident. And, you know, it's certainly a much different feeling, you know, heading into this year. You know, the hungriness from the coaching staff and from the players doesn't change. But I think, you know, we've got so many guys this year with varsity game experience, and as you mentioned, in very difficult environments, and we feel really proud of the schedule that we play and we put together. And, you know, by March, our players have been through a lot, and they've played some really difficult teams and a lot of different styles. So, you know, having that experience back and knowing our schedule is going to prepare us for March, you know, we feel pretty good.
And, Coach, when I watch you guys play last year and throughout your tenure, this is year three for you as the head coach of the Titans, you know, what makes it so impressive is you get guys to play a really experienced brand of basketball. You guys are great at making other teams, taking them out of their comfort zone. If it's a team that really thrives in getting out at running, you guys are great at establishing half court. If it's a team that loves to play half court, you can usually get them out in transition. How do you train that as a basketball coach to make sure your players are thriving, even when you're going on the road, even when it's not that huge student section and in your environment, to make sure your guys are doing things to make the other team uncomfortable? I think that's such a rare trait at the high school level, and I think your team does it at an elite level.
Well, I think that comes from our preparation. You know, one of the things we pride ourselves on is you know, getting in the film room and going over scouting reports. And you know, it's more than just, you know, getting the film rolling for our guys. Our coaches spend tons and tons of time of picking out clips and, you know, clips of specific players and specific actions that the opponent is running. And, you know, we go through that with our guys. We simulate it in practice. So it's truly a 1 through 15 effort with our players in practice. You know, our scout team does an incredible job of preparing, you know, our starters and the guys who are playing, you know, for what they're, you know, exactly going to see on a particular night. So I think it's the preparation, and honestly, by the time our seniors get to the point where they are seniors, they're just incredible leaders, and they know, you know, it's important to take away your opponent's strengths, and especially in high school basketball, that's such a key.
We're talking with Brett McAllister, head boys basketball coach at Boylan High School. Brett, you mentioned last year you played a lot of sophomores up, and I know our coaches will probably never admit this during the season, but now that we're after the fact looking back, did their performance surprise you with so much youth on that team that you end up still tied for the championship of the conference? And if so, has that kind of sped up or really raised the expectations for this year now as juniors?
Yeah, you know, when you talk about those young guys, I'm so proud of, you know, what they put together as sophomores. You know, my assistant coach, Coach Gordy Casper, and I would, you know, always comment in practice, gosh, some of these kids look so young. You know, between Anthony Brown and Johnny Close and John Stark and Davion Foreman, I mean, it was so impressive to watch their growth. And I think, you know, one thing that is behind the scenes that people may not notice and kind of understand and think about is, boy, I was even more proud of our juniors and seniors last year for, you know, it's tough when you got young guys and the coaches bringing them up and, you know, they see that and they see these young guys in practice and, you know, they embraced the younger guys and they said, you know what, if these guys can come up and help our team succeed, then they consider us, you know, them a part of the family. So I think the impressive part was obviously those young guys, but even more impressive was our upperclassmen who were willing to, you know, bring them in as part of the family. And you know, you're right, it's definitely a good feeling heading into this year when you look at our experience, you know, versus last year. I think we had about two guys the previous year with significant varsity experience, and this year it's eight or nine. So, you know, while that doesn't guarantee success, you know, you can tell in practice we're a little bit ahead of things this year.
Now, kind of talk about some of the players you've got. You've got such a nice blend. I mean, you look at Jake Burks, who's just a great leader on the floor, a three-year varsity starter. John Stark, one of the best three-point shooters in the conference. And Anthony Brown, who, I tell you, I watched several games last year. He's impressed me when I kept thinking that he's only a sophomore, one of the best rebounders in the conference and probably the best shot blocker in the conference. So talk about some of these players and their roles and what your expectations are of them.
Yeah, I think when you look at the senior class, it's led by Jake. You know, he'll be a three-year player here. So that experience is key. And the other thing with these seniors is, you know, they've been a part of a long playoff run. So, you know, those five games that we got at the end of last year was huge for our leadership heading into this year. So, you know, Jake and his brother Luke and CJ Cooper and, you know, Max Kwiatkowski, we're really happy with where our seniors are at. And then the juniors, it's such a mix of talent. You know, Anthony had such an incredible sophomore season. And I think, you know, because his statistics are so spread out, people kind of miss his dominance, you know, between his shot blocking and his rebounding, but also things like his passing. I mean, it's so underrated. He's an incredible passer. And one of the ways that, you know, makes him better is there's so many guys for him to throw to in terms of shooters. I mean, John Stark and Johnny Close, just knockdown shooters who were able to get 30 games last year as sophomores. So now they take that jump as juniors, and it's just a different confidence level. So, you know, I think that's a great way to put it. The blend of players is something that we enjoy coaching every day. And then, you know, there's some newcomers in terms of juniors who, you know, we're at the sophomore level last year that we hope to contribute this year as well.
Speaking with Brett McAllister, head coach of the Boylan Titans, sharing having to share the Nick 10 crown last year with the Jefferson Jayhawks. And coach, this is year three for you. And when we talk about your team strength, it's pride in your guys' defense. That's what the team has. And really, I mean, when you're settling in like this and stepping in a year from now, you're going to have an entire group from freshmen to seniors that only know Brett McAllister Boylan basketball. You know, do you feel like your culture is still growing and settling in? Do you feel like you have made your mark? You have the culture that you want fully there? I mean, obviously Boylan carries with it an expectation of greatness across all sports. I know because I walked those halls for 4 years and those kids work harder than you could ever imagine. I know that firsthand. But do you feel like it's just getting better and better every year, that pride factor and how exactly and the expectations that you're setting as a head coach?
You know, the culture thing is so important. And I think, you know, the one of the neat parts about what we've been noticing this year is, you know, it's starting to be less and less from the coaching staff in terms of leadership and things that we talk about all the time, all of a sudden we're really starting to notice, you know, it's coming from our seniors, and they're making the same statements that we make, you know, in practice and in pre-games and in timeouts. You're starting to hear those from our players, which is such a neat thing to see. And now the younger guys are seeing that, and they see the expectation, and they, you know, they see things like, you know, when we slap the floor, what does that mean? You know, when we make statements like relentless fight, they know what that means. And it's neat to know that, you know, we've instilled that in players, and players are now, when they step, you know, into our halls and into our practices, you know, they know what it takes now, you know, to be a Boilin Titan basketball player, and culture is such a big part of it.
So, Brett, last question. I usually ask where you see yourself finishing the conference, but I know that your expectations, especially with as much players that you've got coming back and the fact you tied for the title last year, that you are a title contender. Talk to me about what it will take to win that and who are the teams you're most concerned about. I'm sure East is first and foremost in your thoughts.
You know, East is, you know, somebody we've had, you know, four battles with over the last 2 years. You know, such great respect for Roy and the players that are coming back. He's got, you know, quite a few guys with experience, and not only experience, but great talent. So definitely, you know, East, you've got to look at some of the coaches who have been here much longer than I have, and Coach Odd and Coach Miller and, you know, Coach Brandon now at Belvedere North. He's got a team that's pretty young and hungry as well. You know, Guilford is another one that seems to be young and hungry. And, of course, Coach Winters over at Harlem. So, you know, we have great respect for the players in the Mic 10, but boy, for me, you know, you're going to get a fight from everybody when you look at the coaches in the Mic 10. It's just such a strong group and experienced group of coaches that, you know, we don't necessarily look at records. We know everybody's going to give us their best shot, and especially with the coaches leading them. So, you know, I think East is somebody at the top, but boy, I don't think there's going to be many nights off in the Mic 10, that's for sure. And I think one of the difficulties for us is going to be, you know, how we get our season started. You know, we expect football, you know, I'm not going to put any pressure on them, but we expect football to continue to roll here. So, you know, Thanksgiving and first couple weeks at conference, getting everything going, might take a little bit longer than usual. But, you know, we're definitely excited with what we've got coming back here.
All right, well, he's Brett McAllister, head boys basketball coach in his third year at Boilin High School, defending co-champs of the Mic 10, looking to add another championship this season. Brett, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it, and we wish you the best of luck this season.
Thank you, guys, and thanks, as always, for the outstanding coverage of these high school athletes.